It is 18 past the hour. Roland Martin joins us on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Roland, I thought you did a fantastic job with Dr. Drew last night on HLN.
Certainly appreciate it, Doc.
Yeah, man. Anything shaping up that we need to know about in Sanford?
Well, here's what's going on. I'm still here. Fly to New York later today. And all of a sudden, a couple of developments. Let's first of all deal with this so-called bolstering of George Zimmerman's self-defense claim. Police here have released some information from a witness who said that he saw Trayvon Martin attack George Zimmerman. So I want to go to Natalie Jackson. She is one of the Martin family attorneys. She joins us right now. Natalie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Now, first of all, Natalie, this is not new information, because even 2 weeks ago, we were aware that there was a witness who said that he saw Trayvon attacking George Zimmerman. But the issue here is Zimmerman, for me, cannot be the hunter and the hunted. It's a little hard to say I got beat when I was the one who was actually trying to chase Trayvon Martin down.
Exactly. And everything that we've heard are speculations from the witnesses. We also have a witness, a 16-year-old girl, who said she was on the phone with Trayvon when this happened, and she heard Zimmerman approach aggressively and perhaps push Trayvon. So that's
but more importantly,
for the witness.
The timeline, though. She's on the phone. You can establish the timeline between her phone calls, her on the phone with him, plus the 911 call with Zimmerman talking to the 911 operator.
Yes, we've connected all the dots. We know exactly what happened. She was on the phone at 7:12 with Trayvon. Her phone disconnected, according to phone records, 4 minutes later. That would make it 7:16. The police, in their police report, stated that they got there at 7:17. All the dots are connected here. There is no question of what happened. And if there is, that's a question for the jury. George Zimmerman must be arrested.
Precisely. Now, this other issue that you guys had to address yesterday, where Trayvon's parents were very upset in terms of calling this character assassination. All of this stuff surrounding why he was suspended, supposedly a plastic bag tested positive for marijuana. Please speak to that that issue.
We've maintained all along that Trayvon does not have any sort of. He had not been suspended for any violent behavior, and he had not been suspended for any criminal behavior. We felt it was irrelevant why he was suspended if it did not go to what happened on February 26th. And that issue is probably one of the saddest things about this case, because Tracy Martinfield, not only did they take his son's life, now they're trying to take his reputation and the memory of him.
So, and to that point, when it comes to the grand jury, they are not going to take into account anything else but what transpired on that night, correct?
That's absolutely correct. These are school records. These are kids' confidential school records. This is not equivalent to George Zimmerman's arrest record. They're not the same. They're trying to equate school records with an arrest record. And they're doing that because that is the only thing that they have. This is a slander campaign. It's a malicious, mudslinging, dirtying the water campaign launched by investigators or the police department. It is really the most evil thing I've ever seen.
I want to go back to this whole point that I said earlier. You cannot be the hunter and the hunted. What's interesting to me is that if George Zimmerman, which we know based upon what he told the 911 operator, if he was pursuing Trayvon, actually, according to the Stand Your Ground law in Florida, Trayvon had the right to defend himself if he felt that his life was in danger.
Absolutely true. And in fact, the legislators who wrote the Stand Your Ground law says that George Zimmerman should be arrested. There is no way. These are Republican legislators. We've had our Republican governor at the time, who, when the law was enacted, Jeb Bush, come out and say, George Zimmerman should be arrested.
And to that point, this is for the audience's purpose, what you have been saying and what Ben Crump has been saying and the family has been saying is that by arresting George Zimmerman, you can establish probable cause right now. You let a jury decide the facts of the case, but Zimmerman should not be walking around free.
No, he shouldn't. This is George Zimmerman is claiming self-defense. Self-defense is something that you claim in a court of law. He needs to be arrested so he can get to a judge and jury.
Natalie Jackson, we certainly appreciate it. Look forward to chatting with you in the near future. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Roland.
Thank you, Roland. It's just hard for me to comprehend a 160-pound Trayvon knocking out a 250-pound Zimmerman.
Right.
Something ain't right there, man.